Talking a little bit about a grand opening of the JFK Hyannis Museum exhibit. And joining us on the phone line, we have Mr. John Allen, who is the director of this fine institution. John, how are you this evening?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me join you for some time.
Yeah, from what I understand, you got to have your hands full tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. as
well,
you're going to be opening up.
It's kind of a fun time because it's unveiling and sharing an exhibit that we think will have, you know, tremendous positive reaction from our visitors and really capture some historical and family and legacy details that people will really enjoy experiencing.
What are folks going to be able to experience in regard, whether it's photos, letters? Give us kind of the full layout as to what folks can enjoy and what some of the ceremonies are going to be like tomorrow.
Okay, very good. I'll start off with the exhibit. And really, the exhibit is our kind of signature annual exhibit that opens usually this month and goes through next April. And what we do is we capture a significant theme and build out through videos, artifacts, and photos, and text, the story that conveys important messages, with the centerpiece being the certainly John F. Kennedy family and the Kennedy family legacy that's known the world around, as well as how important Cape Cod is to that history and that family and has been for years and years and years. With this exhibit, Kevin, we are also showing the beginning of a transformation of the exhibit area by bringing on board a well-known national exhibit designer who will lead us through a complete renovation and upgrading of the exhibit area of the museum and really bring us to what would be regional museum stature, you know, in all of the Massachusetts. We certainly have a place in the southeast with the Cape and Islands, and we are on Cape Cod, the fourth major visitor destination with over 60,000 visitors a year. But more importantly, it's really being able to bring in front of any visitor a deep insight and appreciation for history and legacy that people who were alive in the 60s come back and have very strong emotional connection to, Kevin.
Now, while we have you for a couple of minutes, talk to us exclusively about the exhibit. I mean, where you're kind of showcasing the two brothers, Jack and Bobby.
We are, and tomorrow's press conference, I'll just give you that. That'll be at 10 o'clock, and it really brings together a kind of an opening, inaugural view. But what we wanted to do with this exhibit is cast both the unique brothers as siblings as they started off very young, and how through their career and public service, starting with Jack Kennedy having him work with him when he was running for Congress and then helping him again when he ran for the Senate, and then obviously he became very much identified with both the race and the presidency of John F. Kennedy, following which then becomes, after the president's assassination, you know, Bobby's own legacy that he's left the world and it's being carried on by his foundation, Robert F. Kennedy Social Justice Foundation. But it really captures important family dynamics. It shows through their actions how they work together to bring world events to satisfactory outcomes, and sometimes, you know, really having, like the Cuban Missile Crisis, world implications of the situation. And also dealing with items that are still going on today, and we talk of civil rights, the whole issue of providing organizations like the Peace Corps and like VISTA, which is now the AmeriCorps, for Americans to do what President Kennedy charged on his inaugural address, and that is to not ask what the country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And that's very much alive for young people today as it was back then.
Again, we've been speaking with John Allen. He is the executive director of the John F. Kennedy Hyannis Museum. John, if you will, real quick, give folks kind of some insight as to how long this exhibit will be running through, as well as how they can find out more information via the web.
All right, very good. Well, our website is www.jfkhyannismuseum.org, and it gives us the chance to both show what we have going on in the exhibit area of the museum, but also some of our cultural and educational programs, Kevin, that we offer to people who come to Hyannis, some who are on holiday and come as a visitor, and some a lot of people who have active second homes and live there in the summertime or year-round. It also captures some of the programs that we bring that are available from other regional museums that help make the region a better place to live, work, and raise a family. So we're recognizing being a world destination, and you know this from being in the region, that you know, Cape Cod is in many ways synonymous with Kennedy, and Kennedy is synonymous with Cape Cod. Mm. You know, we do get a significant international and obviously major national visitor coverage here. So we bring the lens of the Cape life, of how much it was in their own lives and still is today for the Kennedy family.
Well,
who all come over from all over the world and around the country.
Well, we want to thank you very much for joining us. Just so folks know, this the John F. Kennedy Hyannis Museum, located at 397 Main Street, and this exhibit opens tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. Photographs and video of the exhibit are being allowed, correct, John?
That's exactly right. And our hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 o'clock, and on Sunday from 12 to 5.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us, and we hope that we can have you on before the summer ends, just to kind of get an idea of how folks are enjoying the exhibit.
Well, I'll put a reminder and then be back to you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. There he is. John Allen, the executive director of the John F. Kennedy Hyannis Museum, opening tomorrow. We're going to step aside. And when we come back, what's that I smell? I smell bacon. We'll be back with more here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.